The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right, we are looking for trouble. But the good news is we're protected from it because David Trainer is our wingman. He is the founder and president at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. What makes something attractive? Well, that's typically that when the market looks at it, yeah, they don't see a true picture. And what makes something dangerous? Well, it's the same thing. It's basically everybody else is saying this is good looking and David, not so much.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It's very possible. And the less attractive you are compared to what everybody thinks, the more potentially dangerous you are. If you want to find out how it works, go to newconstructs.com on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Diebold Nixdorf.
Danger, danger.
Diebold Nixdorf. It's ticker symbol DBD. And I won't say that I'm surprised, but this is like your basic sleepy company that hasn't done a lot for a while. I mean, it's down 20%+ this year, which means it's going to finish with its third straight losing year. But this is like your basic muddle along company with a 2% yield or a 2.5% yield. How dangerous is this stock and why is it dangerous?
I think it's pretty dangerous. You know, we think there's a good chance this thing could easily drop to the single digits. You know, they're doing the classic last-ditch effort to save the business kind of thing, which they did back in 2016 when they bought Wincor Nixdorf for $1.8 billion, a German competitor. They basically fell to the same kind of indulgence that I see a lot of management teams fall prey to, which is, oh, gosh, our business is declining. Let's go buy somebody so we can show revenue and accounting earnings growth. And since our compensation is not in any way tied to how good a steward we are of capital, shoot, we're going to make big money on this deal because revenue is going to go up, accounting is going to grow up, we're going to look like heroes despite the fact that we're going to destroy an enormous amount of shareholder value. And that's exactly what happened here. Typically, when two companies combine, you see, obviously, revenue goes up, but you see profits go up. Now, maybe not as much of a profit improvement as is needed to justify the amount of capital spent, right? You have to remember, the business is about two things, profits and capital. If you spend $50 billion to get $5 million in incremental profit, you're not getting a good deal. If you spend $5 million to get another $5 million in profit, well, that's a really good deal, right? So the balance sheet makes a big difference, and in this case, they spent way too much, and actually profits have gotten less as a combined entity, not larger, right? So they bought another company, and profits declined, did not increase. And so we think that's writing on the wall that this is a business that is headed to the same place as a lot of obsolete products like the Buggy Whip have gone.
Well, this is a company that when you look at the financials, every now and again, or perhaps most danger zone picks are what I would sort of call heart attack picks, where you're looking at something, it's gotten popular for some reason, and you're kind of waiting for a catalyst to go, this is going to fall off the table, it's going to drop dead, right? It's going to have something really major happen. This is a company that kind of has been losing money with a smile on its face for a couple of years now. And this is a slow bleed, right? This is not, oh, you're losing everything. This is one of those things that you look at the yield, you look at the business, you go, wait, it's off 50% from its five-year highs, but could it recapture that? And you try to come up with some scenario. In some respects, are companies like that a little harder to root out as dangerous because there's not that heart attack kind of event on the horizon?
you know, not all risk comes in the same suit, right? And so, yeah, these are a little bit harder to pull out, but that's what we specialize in. And the risk that's obvious, finding the risk that maybe isn't as obvious. What you're seeing is that, yeah, they're losing money with a smile on their face because they don't want you to realize that they're losing even more money than what than the regular numbers show. There's a real utter decay in the businesses. Really, they're becoming obsolete, right? Like, do we need ATMs? Do we need cash at all? And if we do, how much do we need it? And so this is a rapidly declining business with no margin capability. I mean, it's just so much easier in many ways to pay with a smartphone, to pay with a card.
Right.
These guys are part of a dying business, right? Like the buggy whip. You don't need buggy whips when you're not riding a horse and chariot as much.
Yep.
Now, people still do ride horse and chariots today, Chuck, right? But
yep.
You don't see too many publicly traded buggy whip companies.
We always talk about the hard thing being to spot a catalyst. Is this a case where the company, because it's that slow bleed, doesn't actually need a catalyst? It's just going to wind up kind of bleeding it off?
You know, it's hard to tell. And, you know, I would like to note in the last few months, as we've seen the correlations between stocks finally kind of drop. Over the last couple of years, I've mentioned to you that there have been really high correlations between, you know, all stocks moving up, all stocks moving down. And those correlations were in the 80s to 90s percent range. And I got this from the guys at DataTrek that focuses on this on a regular basis. And they came back recently and said the correlations are down in the 30s now. And so we've seen a lot of danger zone catalysts actually occur. And it's not because of anything in particular with the company always. It's just that people are finally a lot more judicious about where they put their capital. And so the answer is not any different this time, except that I'm saying it looks like we're in a slightly different environment, where investors or markets are being a lot more judicious about where they allocate capital. And when a company like Diebold here has a misstep in earnings or forecasts, you're going to see it get crushed, like we've seen a few danger zone stocks getting crushed here recently.
And let's define crushed. What's a fair value on a stock that's trading currently in the 1850 range?
Well, you know, we like to look at regression analysis that compares the danger zone company or all our companies like to peers. And if this firm were to trade at parity with its peers based on its profitability, we're showing a zero. To justify $18 a share, they've got to earn margins of 4%, and I think they're under 1% now. So they got to have a drastic increase in margins, but also grow revenues by 25% compounded annually for over a decade in a dying business, right? So I think this thing could go to zero. I haven't said that in a long time, Chuck, but I'm saying it today.
Yeah, you haven't. And it's, again, surprising because it's this kind of, you know, slow, slothy company that I wouldn't expect to have heard you say it's going to zero. Again, it's the slow bleed rather than the sudden heart attack. It's Diebold Nixdorf, ticker symbol DBD. It is this week's Danger Zone pick. David Trainer, thanks so much for joining me. We'll talk to you again next week.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer, everybody. He is founder and president of New Constructs. And for more information, go to newconstructs.com on Twitter at New Constructs. Now, last week, David talked about Morningstar ratings. Jeff Patak from Morningstar will be here in just a moment to discuss them some more. Stay tuned. This is Money Life.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.